Center Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. President Biden is set to deliver his second State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress tonight.
What are lawmakers hoping to hear from President Biden as he delivers his State of the Union tonight?
I want to hear about, you know, gun violence prevention.
Democratic Congressman Jared Moskowitz also said following the death of his father from cancer, he'd like to hear Biden talk about his cancer moonshot plan, which aims to reduce cancer deaths by 50% over the next 25 years. Republican Pete Sessions, meanwhile.
The inflation and the border are the biggest decision-making points that the American people focus on.
The White House says Biden's been working on his speech for days and will continue tweaking it up until it's delivered. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The U.S. and other countries are pledging immediate assistance following the deadly earthquake in Turkey near the border with Syria. Search and rescue crews from California and Virginia have been deployed to help. Thousands have been killed in both countries and thousands of buildings destroyed. This is ABC News. Police in Huntington Park, California, have released evidence in the shooting by officers of a double amputee last week who had a knife. The man who was black died from police bullets.
The family of Anthony Lowe appears ready to sue. Huntington Park police officers are seen on bystander video walking behind a man without legs who got out of a wheelchair and was moving away from them with a knife. Police now releasing a 911 call and radio traffic. Lowe had been accused of stabbing a man. Chief Cosme Lozano says he will wait for the investigation to be completed and for prosecutors to decide if the officers were in the right when they fired before he says much.
It will be the Los Angeles County District Attorney who will ultimately make the determination.
The officers are on paid leave. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Tennessee Governor Bill Lee is proposing the use of $100 million in taxpayer funds to pay for anti-abortion centers. He claims they are a moral obligation to support families. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Wants to remind a Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really missed you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Wants to remind a Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
What is dedication?
I am the father of a 9-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy. And I find fatherhood both relentlessly challenging and relentlessly rewarding. My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much. From the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night, and every moment in between, it really is so special. And boy, is it exhausting. One thing that I fear about being a parent is the future for my children. I think a parents' job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings. But I'm also hopeful that the future holds a more inclusive and compassionate world for them.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Learn more at She Can STEM, a message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
Hey, Fox Valley, if you've got a favorite supper club, we're your station, Civic Media.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, hey, top of the morning. It's a brand new week. We've got a lot to talk about today. There's a lot going on in the world. The GOP's better deal. Mike Pence rolled this out over the last couple of days. The better deal that the Republican Party is proposing. I'll tell you all about that in just a moment. Also, the Republican Party didn't impeach him. That would be Trump. And now he's holding the entire party hostage. We'll get into that. And the science behind why some people think Trump is still president. Plus, new attempts to bring down American society by blowing up our power grid. We'll cover all those things in the first hour of the program today. In our second hour, Vicki Harrison will be with us about Common Cause, about stopping an Article 5 convention of the states. This is high stakes stuff here, rewriting the U.S. Constitution. We'll talk about that in a minute. Also, the Republican Party is sending the abortion pill toward the Supreme Court. This could be this could happen within a week, that 53% of all abortions in America are done by medication, and a judge in Texas is fixing to outlaw that. I'll tell you about that in the second hour of our program. And also in the second hour of our program, Colin Kaepernick has launched a new plan to offer autopsies to families who a family member has been murdered by police or killed by police. We'll talk about that in the second hour. In the third hour of our program, Dr. Eric Feigelding is going to drop by to talk about what's the state of the COVID pandemic, where are we at with long COVID, and what's up with this possible bird flu pandemic. Also, does American healthcare have demoralization syndrome in our third hour? And a crazy alert in our third hour, Fox News says sickness should not stop you from working. So if you've got the flu, please go to work in that restaurant and cough all over the plates that you're delivering to the Fox hosts. Apparently, this is what they want. I don't get it, but I'll tell you about this in the third hour of the program. But a lot to start out with here. First off, a neo-Nazi leader and his girlfriend were just accused of targeting Maryland power stations. This is the former leader and founder of the Atomwaffen Brigade. And Atomwaffen is, a play on the old German group, one of the pro-Hitler Nazi groups. An Atomwaffen member so far has killed a gay Jewish college student in 2019. Another follower killed his girlfriend's parents for opposing his Nazi views. Followers have also threatened and harassed journalists, African-American churches, and Jewish organizations. Atomwaffen member named Devin Arthurs, who lived with this current guy, I'll get to him in a moment, in Tampa, killed two of their roommates in 2017, and then told authorities they were planning attacks on U.S. Nuclear plants and power lines. So this was a case, Brandon Russell, 27, and Sarah Clendaniel, 34, were arrested over the weekend for, or maybe today, I'm not sure, conspiring to destroy an energy facility. They were going to blow up five different transformers around the Baltimore, Maryland area. with gunfire. These are similar to the attacks that have already occurred here in Oregon and out in North Carolina. DHS says that the U.S. is, quote, in a heightened threat environment and critical infrastructure is among the targets of political violence. And this is, you know, keep an eye on the woman who was joining him, Glenn Daniel. She left a statement, according to the complaint, that references Hitler, the Unabomber, and Anders Breivik, the Norwegian mass murderer, and says, I will sacrifice everything for my people being white people. She added it would probably talking about shooting up the power stations around Baltimore, she said it would probably permanently completely lay this city to waste if we could do that successfully. Amazing. I mean, you know, this is the Turner Diaries. This is what Tim McVeigh read that radicalized him was the Turner Diaries, which was this novel about, you know, these people who blow up a federal building. The government responds by taking away people's guns. The gun owners rise up and kill all they call them the mud people, you know, people of darker skin, non-Caucasians and Jews and Catholics. And in the end, you've got just, you know, these white Protestants, straight white Protestants standing here. Yes, you know, we control the world. Grim stuff, just an FYI. My op-ed today at HartmanReport.com is titled, The GOP's Better Deal is All About Privatizing Our Safety Net and Ending the Middle Class. Friday, Republicans snookered 109 Democrats into voting for this anti-socialism resolution that says Congress denounces socialism in all its forms and opposes the implementation of socialist policies in the United States of America. And they start out with a quote from Thomas Jefferson that they completely took out of context. Jefferson was calling for an inheritance tax, but you know that's not what the quote seems to say. But in any case, these guys are just doubling down on this. Let's take out Social Security. Now, Mike Pence called for this. This was last week. He was speaking to a private group of donors, high wealth individuals. He thought it was private, and he came right out and he said, and I quote, "There are modest reforms and entitlements that can be done without disadvantaging anybody at the point of need. I think the day could come when we could replace the New Deal with a better deal. Literally give younger Americans the ability to take a portion of their Social Security withholdings and put that into a private savings account." Right. See, this is the new strategy from Republicans, is to convince Americans that Social Security is a savings account. It's like an investment. It's like a 401k. And it's not. Social Security is an insurance policy. It's an insurance policy against two things, against poverty and old age. And Social Security disability insurance is an insurance policy against your being wiped out because you had a disabling, you know, an accident or an illness that disables you. And with insurance, not everybody gets the same amount out that they put in. In fact, almost nobody gets the same amount out that they put in. People who live long take out a lot of money from a lot more than they paid into Social Security. People who die young take out a lot less than they put into Social Security. This is how your life insurance works. This is how your health insurance works. And this is how Social Security, old age, poverty, and disability insurance works. But Republicans don't want you to even know that. They want you to think that Social Security is a retirement account. It is insurance against poverty in old age. You can't live on Social Security, but the Social Security money that you get, in addition to any savings you may have or any work you may do or any family supports you may have, guarantees that you're not going to be in deep and profound poverty. That was the point of it. When FDR put this into place on August 14th, when he signed this legislation or became effective on August 14th, 1935, it was, at that point in time, we literally had old people in the United States who were starving to death, who were dying of heat stroke in the summer, who were dying of hypothermia in the winter because they couldn't afford to heat their houses, they couldn't afford to buy food, you know, all these kinds of things. And it is an effort by Republicans that is being driven by two things. One, you've got this ideology that is probably best expressed by members of the Koch network and by David Koch when he ran for president back in, or vice president rather, in 1980. And, you know, his manifesto, his party platform, you know, we favor the abolition of Medicare and Medicaid. We favor the repeal of the fraudulent, virtually bankrupt, and increasingly oppressive Social Security system. We propose the abolition of the governmental postal service. We oppose all personal and corporate income taxes, including capital gains taxes. It goes on from there. So there's that ideology. But then the real drive for this, the billionaires who are backing Pence, are not so much ideologues. They're people who made their money on Wall Street. And, you know, the Wall Street, there's a $2.75 trillion sitting in the Social Security Trust Fund. If Citibank had that money in their bank account, they could skim off 0.01% and have profits, you know, have greater profits than they've had in the last 10 years. I mean, or close to that. I'm pulling numbers out of the air here, but you get the point. $2.75 trillion, $2.75 trillion. If you're just taking even the tiniest slice of that, you are rich, 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 which is what these guys are looking at. And so now you've got Mike Pence reviving Donald Trump's strategy. Well, it goes back way beyond before that. Actually, it's George W. Bush who was out there. And in fact, Pence mentions him, mentions Bush in his statement, you know, that, who tried to privatize Social Security in 2005. Didn't work out all that well.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Speaking of the Koch brothers, the Koch Network has big plans for the White House. I'll tell you about that right after this break.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive. survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, the Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Caral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
So what's the absolutely best, most fun, most comfortable, most convenient way to vacation? A cruise. You only unpack once and you get to visit all these cool places. Whether you're a history buff, a foodie, or you just want to relax and take in the sights, American Cruise Lines has a little something special for everyone. Choose to explore the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines. On this amazing journey, you'll discover Civil War history you've only read about, savor exquisite Cajun cuisine in New Orleans, and experience the ultimate roots of rock and roll in Memphis. Or you can choose to explore the beautiful Columbia and Snake Rivers. You'll visit the scenic natural landscapes of Multnomah Falls, Mount St. Helens, and the incredible Columbia River Gorge as you retrace the historic steps of Lewis and Clark. Come aboard the newest fleet of American River boats. Relax on your own private balcony as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service and astonishingly great food. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. And welcome back, 22 minutes past the hour. So the Koch Network has now announced, this is Americans for Prosperity Action, which is one of the main arms of the Koch Network, that they are, quote, prepared to support a candidate in the Republican presidential primary who can lead our country forward and who can win. And win was italicized. This was a memo from Emily Seidel, the CEO of Americans for Prosperity and one of the top advisors to AFP Action. The memo doesn't mention Donald Trump, but an official at AFP Action told CNN that network is not planning to support the former Donald Trump. Quote, to write a new chapter for our country, we need to turn the page on the past, Seidel wrote to the staff and activists there. So the best thing for the country would be to have a president in 2025 who represents a new chapter. Now, Americans for Prosperity has permanent staff in 36 states. They have millions of grassroots activists. They have a larger budget than the RNC. Seidel also wrote, the Republican Party is nominating bad candidates who are advocating things that go against core American principles, and the American people are rejecting them. So who are they going to back? Well, Mike Pence is probably high on the list, and this is probably why this weekend he called for privatizing Social Security, which has been a priority of the Koch family, apparently, since David ran for vice president in 1980. Mike Pompeo is another possibility. He had the financial backing of the Koch PACs when he represented Wichita, which is where Koch Industries is headquartered. Then there's Nikki Haley, the former South Carolina governor and UN ambassador. She's attended at least one Koch donor conclave. And Ron DeSantis, who was backed by a Koch-backed super PAC on his way to becoming governor. So the network did back some of Trump's efforts, by the way. They spent a lot of money to get that $1.5 trillion giant tax cut for millionaires and billionaires back in the day. AFP and AFP Action had participated in more than 450 races in last year's midterms, knocking on more than 7 million doors and sending out over 100 million mail pieces. Whoa. And that doesn't count all the emails and stuff, apparently. But, you know, the reality of what's going on right now is it's just beginning to dawn, I think, on Republicans that Donald Trump holds their entire future hostage. That's the headline by Dardigan over at Daily Kos. And I think it's a very real issue. I mean, you know, Trump could drastically alter the 2024 race. On the one hand, if he wins the Republican primary, there's a very good chance he will. He will lose the general election. I think that we can pretty much predict that right now. Trump's brand is badly, badly tarnished. But on the other hand, if he doesn't win, I mean, there was this poll in the Bulwark this last week, and they found that over a quarter of Republicans now are ready to vote for Trump if he runs as a third party. If he does that, he splits the Republican vote for president and maybe for other positions, and guarantees that whoever the Democrats nominate for 2024 is going to become president. I think it's important to remember that Donald Trump really has no attachment to the GOP. He was a registered Democrat right up until 2015 when he decided to run for president and realized that, you know, as a Democrat, he would not have a chance. But the Republicans are stupid enough and racist enough to go for, you know, for a hustler and a professional con man like Donald Trump. So, you know, Trump has gone off on his, basically the one thing that he knows how to do is tear things down. He's a destroyer. We had, you know, his niece, Mary Trump, on this program, and she said he's a destroyer. This is what he does. He destroys things. He destroys families. He destroys people. He destroys institutions. And, you know, he tried to destroy America's intelligence agencies when he was president and working for Vladimir Putin. He incited an attack on the U.S. Capitol, trying to destroy our democracy. And Republicans, you know, pretended like, oh, there's nothing to see here. I mean, they're continuing to, right? They're trying to reinvent this. Over half of Republicans now who watch Fox News don't believe that January 6th was any big deal. So now he's effectively holding, basically, the GOP hostage. How's this going to shake out? How do you think that this is going to play out? You know, this seems like a really big deal. Also, why is buying into conspiracy theories so exciting? You know, what is it that animates the QAnon people? I'll tell you about that right after the break, and then pick up your calls on whatever's on your mind for this week. There's an awful lot going on in the world, and obviously I'm not touching on all of it, so I look forward to your calls on the other side of this break.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Who do you think is the most likely Republican candidate for 2024 for president? And how will that work out?
Old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603.
800-The Shaw 101. Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. President Biden is set to deliver his second State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress tonight.
What are lawmakers hoping to hear from President Biden as he delivers his State of the Union tonight?
I want to hear about, you know, gun violence prevention.
Democratic Congressman Jared Moskowitz also said following the death of his father from cancer, he'd like to hear Biden talk about his cancer moonshot plan, which aims to reduce cancer deaths by 50% over the next 25 years. Republican Pete Sessions, meanwhile.
Inflation and the border are the biggest decision-making points that the American people focus on.
The White House says Biden's been working on his speech for days and will continue tweaking it up until it's delivered. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The U.S. and other countries are pledging immediate assistance following the deadly earthquake in Turkey near the border with Syria. Search and rescue crews from California and Virginia have been deployed to help. Thousands have been killed in both countries and thousands of buildings destroyed. This is ABC News.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates.
Today, I made a mental note. It was 109 Central Time when I found out Ron Johnson was a conspirator in a coup, a traitor to the Constitution, and Ron's been something of an apologist. You know, they seem real friendly. Well, maybe to you, Ron, because you were on the inside of the coup, and I've never made that accusation prior to today. So let's play it for the people.
This staffer stated that Senator Johnson wished to hand-deliver the fake electors' votes from Michigan and Wisconsin.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Through the years, you've really kept up with the times. You're on social media.
Like, dislike, block.
Maintained your health.
10,000 steps. I'm a beast.
You even programmed your own smart home.
In 10 minutes, remind me that I'm a genius.
In 10 minutes, I'll remind you that you're a genius.
If you can do all that, you can definitely save for retirement. Just go to aceyourretirement.org, a free online tool sponsored by AARP that can help you get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. At aceyourretirement.org, you'll meet Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach, and in just 3 minutes, get personalized recommendations to help boost your retirement savings. They're easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's brought to you by AARP, so you know they got your back.
You are a genius.
Take charge of your retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org now. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was going to do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and to finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on SiriusXM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. Buying into conspiracy theories can be exciting, and that's what makes them dangerous, writes Donovan Schaefer over at SciPost, SciPost.org, PSYPost.org. It's a psychology news website. And it seems this person is noting, Donovan is noting, the golden age of conspiracy theories is upon us. I've long held a theory about conspiracy theories, and that is that they come out of times of stress. And I say this from I learned this back in the late 70s, early 80s, when I was doing international relief work, and I was working in the Middle East in particular, and in Eastern Africa. And one of the things that I found was that the more oppressed people were, the more likely they were to buy into wild conspiracy theories that explained their oppression. I mean, sometimes, in fact, in most cases, those conspiracy theories had a grain of truth in them, but they would then just get blown all out of proportion. And this article doesn't dig into exactly why. Instead, it talks about the how of conspiracy theories. You know, we all get kind of a rush when we solve a puzzle, right? I sit in the evening at home watching the news, and I'm playing Free Cell on my phone, right? Because, you know, there's that little rush that you get when you successfully solve the mystery of how do you organize all these cards into this order. And maybe it's some OCD thing that I've got, but I think it's common for everybody, right? We love to solve puzzles. We love to solve mysteries. It's why we watch mystery shows on TV. And that is built into us. It's like how we understand the world. It's how we understand everything. It's how we conduct ourselves through life. And that little jolt that we get from solving mysteries is the key to understanding why, according to this article, understanding why conspiracy theories are so sticky. Over 100 years ago, William James, the American psychologist, said the transition from a state of perplexity to one of resolve is full of lively pleasure and relief. You see, this is the point that I was making. And one of the interesting things is that conspiracy theories that contradict conventional wisdom are more appealing than conventional wisdom, because it gives people this sense of, I'm an insider. I know what's really going on. I've cracked the code. I've solved the problem. For example, when Donald Trump announced his COVID-19 diagnosis, he tweeted, "We will get through this together." Okay? The word "together" was in all caps. The QAnon people looked at that and thought, okay, T-O-G-E-T-H-E-R. Break it up. T-O-G-E-T-H-E-R. To get her. Together. To get her. And they said, aha, this is Donald Trump announcing that Hillary Clinton is going to be arrested tomorrow morning. And this swept the QAnon movement when Donald Trump tweeted this, that we'll get this through this together, his having COVID and going to the hospital. The other point is that conspiracy theories and racism and other isms, you know, other fears of other people, are often tightly interbound, because, you know, racist beliefs tend to be fairly tightly held. So I just found that fascinating. Anyhow, let's pick up your phone calls. Morris in Long Beach, California. Hey, Morris, what's on your mind today?
Hey, I got my presidential candidate, Tom Hartman. His name is David Cicilline.
Okay, tell me about it.
He's on the Judiciary Committee. You got to see this. They were talking about coming in with an amendment where all the congressmen have to say the Pledge of Allegiance, right?
Right.
And like, they're more patriotic than everybody else. And your boy, David Cicilline, got up there and said something like, well, you know what? I'm good with that. But let's make sure that no insurrections are behind any of this. And what I like about him is he called them out for what they really, really are. And I like his spirit. He's young. He's young. He's got some hair. He's young. Again, he's got some good spirit. We got to put this guy on a tour so that he can call out these insurrections and tie them into America's poor quality of life with respect to our health care, dental, vision, and doctors. Also, let the people know that the Republicans, he can let them know that they're attacking your Social Security, that they are obstructors of the rule of law. And last thing, Tom, he's got to mention your name. He's got to refer people to your website that lets everybody know what the Republican agenda is, because we can't organize and collect our thoughts the way you can, right? But if we can go to a webpage and look at it like that, that's a lot easier for a lot of people. And so if the Republicans and the MAGAs can tie themselves into the Sean Haney's and the Tucker Carlson's, well, progressives can tie themselves into Tom Hartman. Yeah. Okay, y'all have a good day. Okay. David Cicilline is my candidate.
Well, thank you, Morris. Yeah, I mentioned David Cicilline. Somebody called about him on Friday on Anything Goes Friday. And we had a very brief conversation, but I don't know a great deal about him. Do you?
No, I don't. I just want to, don't get mad at me, Tom, okay? I just want to use him for one thing. I need a mouthpiece. I need somebody with some energy.
I get it.
I need somebody that's ready to fight. I need me a fighter, man. I mean, Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier retired. This is the best fight we got going on right now.
I'm
We're not going to get any meaningful legislation passed in this Congress, but we will have a whole lot of political theater. Go David Cicilline.
There you go. Morris, you always knock it out of the park. Thank you so much. Sonia in Chicago. Hey, Sonia, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Tom. How are you? In my mind, okay, this is a puzzle to resolve. I want to know who is in charge of Medicare.
Who is in charge of Medicare? I don't recall the name of the person who is the head of the, it's called CMS.
No, what office?
I'm sorry?
What office? The health secretary is in charge of Medicare.
Oh, right.
Who control Medicare?
Yeah, that.
Okay.
Okay, yes. And the HHS secretary, I'm drawing a blank on that too. I'm sorry.
And he is under Biden administration, correct?
That's correct. And I'll get his name.
Okay. My point is, why, when I call Medicare...
Oh, it's Xavier Becerra is the HHS secretary.
Becerra, exactly. Why, when I call Medicare, they keep doing what they did in Trump time? I say, why don't cover me that? And the employee for Medicare suggest me I can go to Medicare Advance. Then I ask her, do you know what is Medicare Advance? She said, Medicare. No, it's not Medicare. It's private insurance.
Right.
You are no insurance agent. You cannot talk about that.
Right.
It's a felony.
Right.
And if you just keep promoting that, you will lose your job because we lose Medicare.
Well, they won't, actually, because ever since George Bush created Medicare Advantage in 2003 and put it on CMS, on Centers for Medicare Services, they have been actively pushing it. The pamphlet, the booklet that they published, the 50-some-odd page booklet, about 30 pages of it is about different Medicare Advantage plans. Medicare Advantage is all over their website, and you're correct. If you call and ask for advice, they will try to sell you Medicare Advantage, or at least tell you about the wonders of it. This is all remnants of, these are employees who had hired and policies that were determined during the Trump administration. Biden has had 2 years to fix this and hasn't done it. And frankly, I think that the phone call should be directed to Javier Becerra's office, to HHS, or to the person whose name I'm not remembering, who is the head of the Center for Medicare Services, CMS.
Because if more people start go to Medicare Advance with around $800 commission for insurance agents,
right.
Yeah. These insurance agents in the future, though we have Medicare.
Yeah.
It's
absolutely wrong. And this is the other thing that you should do is let your, call your members of Congress, particularly in the House of Representatives right now, but also in the Senate, and let them know that Mark Pocan and Jan Schakowsky and Ro Khanna have this legislation, the Save Medicare Act, that has been reintroduced now. And this needs to be put into law to make it a crime to call these private insurance policies for seniors Medicare, because they're not Medicare. You're absolutely right. Sonia, thank you very much for that. Tyrone in Harlem, New York. Hey, Tyrone, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, that last call was very interesting. It's just so much that we have been being deceived about that we don't know if we're coming or going.
Oh, yeah.
And that's, I guess that's the idea. I was concerned about the attack on these people that they just caught in Maryland planning on attacking the power plant, and the fact that these domestic terrorists that we have running rampant throughout this country is such a threat to our basically survival, because we don't realize how intricate they are in our system, our legal system, our political system. You know, when you look at the people that attacked the Capitol on the 6th, it varied to different levels of employment, education. You know, it was a vast variety of people. So I believe that we need to have a better understanding of what we're dealing with when we say domestic terrorists.
Yeah.
We don't understand what that means because, you know, your next door neighbor, somebody that you think has your best interest at heart, but looking to do other things. And we really need to batten down our hatches on what the threat is to our country, because we could destroy ourselves within with no problem.
Yeah, I agree with you, Tyrone. A week or so ago, every afternoon, Louise and I have a meeting over lunch after I get off the air where we discuss what's the op-ed going to be about that I'm going to write that afternoon that'll be the next morning's opening rant for the show. And one of the ones that Louise had suggested, and I did a whole bunch of research on and ultimately decided not to write, was the fact that we have no laws in the United States against domestic terrorism. We have laws against international terrorism, but not domestic terrorism. And as I started digging into it, what I discovered is that we actually have laws on the books that cover pretty much all aspects of domestic terrorism. In other words, like these guys who wanted to shoot up the power stations, that's illegal. It's a 20-year felony, shooting up a power station. Conspiring to do that is illegal. The conspiracy laws are rather substantial. The problem is not, it turns out, and I also have to say, having been on the receiving end, the victim of police surveillance. When I was a teenager and I was in SDS, we had both the FBI and the Red Squad at from the Michigan State Police Department, and the East Lansing police and the campus police at MSU. We had all of them building dossiers on us. They had infiltrated our movements. They were calling for violence. So, you know, I'm reluctant to give the government more power than it already has. The problem is it's not using the power it already has. And that I lay at the feet of Merrick Garland. And that I think is problematic, that they're not actually, you know, as far as I can tell, they're not aggressively going after these people. So, yeah, I had apparently quite a file with the with the state police for my SDS activities. A friend of ours sued them over that and got some of those files. It was pretty amazing. Tyrone, I got to run, but thank you for the call. We really do need to be paying attention to domestic terrorism and treating it as such. It's 46 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Picking up your calls. We'll be right back. Stick around.
Bills piling up? Temporary prescriptions not cutting it? When your pet has an unscratchable itch, dull coat, or fur loss, you do everything you can to help. But the truth is, these issues start with their food. Sometimes pets just need a little something to balance out their bowl. Dinobite nutritional supplements add essential nutrients to mealtime to support a healthy digestive tract, skin and coat, and immune system. Because when your pet is their healthiest self, they're also their happiest self.
We were at a loss until we tried Dynavite. After just a few weeks, Maggie stopped all the itching and shedding. She had a healthy, shiny coat. Just a huge relief for all of us, but especially Maggie.
We're so confident you'll see an improvement, we offer a 90-day money-back guarantee with your order at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com. Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with the lemon herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag you're it. I get a great night's sleep, one after another, thanks to my Cozy Earth bedding. These are the softest sheets you'll ever find. If you can imagine silk and cotton combined, that's what they feel like to Louise and me. Cozy Earth was founded to help transform lives by offering the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding in the world. Cozy Earth uses luxury materials such as the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. No wonder Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. And Cozy Earth bedding, which comes in six awesome colors, is super soft, lightweight, and temperature regulating so you can sleep more comfortably year-round. Whether it's their luxury sheets, their loungewear, pajamas, or plush bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Plus, Cozy Earth bedding comes in a beautiful reusable canvas tote. So get cozy now! Hurry, I can save you 35% on Cozy Earth. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, and you will save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. Welcome back, Dave in Buffalo, New York. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind today?
Thanks, Tom. About Colin Kaepernick and the autopsies because of police killings, Colin Kaepernick and Ben Marcellus from the Midas Touch Network, who does a legal analysis of what's going on, which is an awesome job and place to find information, the Midas Touch Network. Colin and is a producer on a movie called The Killing County, which is a county in Bakersfield, California, which is Kevin McCarthy's home district. And it has the most amount of cop killings in the country, the most amount of killings in general, and everything is terrible about Bakersfield, California.
Right. It's got one of the highest gun violence rates in the country, too.
The highest gun violence rate, yeah. It's terrible. And the movie is called The Killing County. It's on Hulu. And you can get a free subscription for a month to watch it if you'd like. And it's really an awesome. I cried twice, in the, once in the middle and once at the end. The movie is pretty touching and powerful. And it's Colin Kaepernick is an awesome person, and Ben Mascelis is an awesome person. And it's a great movie, and I highly recommend it. But it's about Kevin McCarthy's home district. And
no, you already said that, Dave. I got it. Thank you. Thank you very much for that. Pearson in Lamarck, Texas. Hey, Pearson, what's on your mind today?
Morning, Tom. I would like to take someone like Morris and invite him and other private citizens to become volunteer advisors on future White House councils.
I agree.
Because too many of the advisors to the president are right-wing friendly, big business friendly, corporate oligarch friendly.
Yeah.
So I think we need to institute some kind of a feedback mechanism that's direct in real time. But my question has to do with the Secret Service.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know the answer to this. Perhaps maybe one of your listeners is knowledgeable. But correct me if I'm wrong. Doesn't the Secret Service have the legal authority to override anything with regards to the security of the president? So, for example, when he shows up at the joint session tomorrow to deliver his State of the Union speech, irregardless of the fact that Republicans, when they took over the U.S. House, that they got rid of the magnetometers, can't they come in with their people and establish magnetometers regardless of what Senator Palin out of Colorado, Lauren Boebert,
I think that's
about it?
That's normal procedure. I have been to two dinners where President Obama was speaking. One was the White House Correspondents' Dinner, and I don't recall what the other one was, but I can remember being there. And the other was a dinner that we had with Joe Biden. And in all three cases, they set up magnetometers. They brought them with them. They set them up, and we had to go through them and little x-ray machines like the at the airport, you know, where you put your bag through for women's purses and stuff. And so I would be astonished if that doesn't happen. I think I can guarantee you that that will happen, because you're right. If Congress was as insecure as the Republicans want it to be, these guys who are walking around now wearing these AR-15 lapel pins as their way of saying, yes, we're willing to, to sanction mass murder of Americans here in the United States. I mean, it's totally bizarre. They've replaced their flag lapels with an AR-15. They're, you know, citing their fealty to the weapons industry. And the guy who's doing it, who's passing these AR-15s out, the member of Congress.
He's a gun shop owner.
Yeah, he's a gun shop owner. Exactly. He's made literally millions of dollars selling weapons. And it's just breathtaking.
The ironies with the right wing do not cease. They're unending.
The ironies and the stupidities. I mean, it's just like, you know, yes, let's replace the American flag with an AR-15. Oh, yeah, that makes perfect sense. That's going to get all the parents in America with you. I got to run, Pearson, but thank you. I'm not worried about President Biden's safety tomorrow night for the State of the Union, frankly. But on any other day, every single member of the House of Representatives may be at risk because they're no longer, you know, checking people for weapons. We'll be right back. We're hitting the top of the hour. Biggie Harrison will be with us about this rewriting of the Constitution that the right-wingers are planning.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Going online without ExpressVPN is like using your smartphone without a protective case. I mean, most of the time you'll probably be fine, but all it takes is one accidental drop to make you wish you'd protected yourself. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network, your online data is not secured. Any hacker on the same network can steal your personal data, and it doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. A smart 12-year-old can do it. And your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal information on the dark web. ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so your sensitive data can't be stolen. ExpressVPN is so easy to use. Just fire up the app and click one button to get protected. Works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more. Go to expressvpn.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to get an extra three.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Suddenly, my quarterback is the number one trending topic. Why, you might ask, is Aaron Rodgers trending on Twitter? He's out this game. He's got COVID-19. And to my perception, he freaking lied to us, man. I'm very frustrated that he is not eligible to play this Sunday, especially when you find out your quarterback is a half a Trumpster. And he claims, I'm not a flat earther. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I just play one in the NFL. That pisses me off, man. I was going to bet on that team. Maybe. New time, 3 to 6 p.m. And Dom.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.